Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In 3, 2, 1, 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Oakle, and this is The Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space, and if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes. Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Welcome back to The Sweat 7. We're going for a full body workout today. We're going to keep it nice and simple, but it ain't going to be easy. So 30 seconds on each exercise with 30 seconds to recover, which means we go absolutely full tilt into each one. We will start on your feet into your high knees, then we'll be bringing it down to the mat for your mountain climbers and then your bicycle crunches. Then we'll recover in a nice active low plank before going back through in the other direction. So bicycle crunches, mountain climbers, high knees. It's a mountain of sorts, and we're going to start with those high knees.
Six,
in 5 seconds time.
Four,
3, 2, 1.
Go.
So 30 seconds of high knees to get this workout started, driving those knees all the way up, using your arms as well to pump up as we drive. It's a sprint on the spot, essentially, for 30 seconds, and you're already halfway through it. So we work a pyramid today. 3 exercises, a low plank, and then the same 3 exercises back down. You've got 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work bringing it down to the mat. Mountain climbers are up next, and you've got a full 30 seconds to recover here. So that means there's really a chance to push the work when you're in those 30 second intervals, knowing that you get a full 30 seconds to recover. When we come into those mountain climbers in 10 seconds time, shoulders stay stacked over your wrists as you drive one knee in towards the chest, then the other. In 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
30 seconds of mountain climbers. Now, when you were in those high knees just before, and I said it is a sprint on the spot, this is the same thing, just horizontally. So we're still sprinting out through those knees. We're still keeping that core nice and tight. We're already halfway through it. 10 more seconds. We sprint to the end of this interval. Remember, you've got a full 30 to recover in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work. We're going to bring it onto your back now for your bicycle crunches. So lower back stays on the floor, hands at your temples. We twist opposite elbow to opposite knee, working across the diagonals of the body. We're going to be there for 30 seconds before a nice active recovery, as we call it, in your low plank. But bicycle crunches coming your way first in 5 seconds time.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
30 seconds of bicycle crunches, opposite elbow to opposite knee. 30 seconds of work, 30 seconds of recovery, which means we push it. Good, well done. Keeping those elbows nice and wide as we twist through the torso and lengthen out through one leg, then the other for 10 more seconds. Great work, team. You got 5, 3, 2, 1.
I'm
good. So staying on the mat for the next few exercises, you're going to roll it over onto your forearms for your low plank next. So with this, keeping it really active, shoulders staying stacked over your elbows, and we're going to squeeze the glutes, keep the feet together. We're there in 10 seconds time. Into that low plank hold, a chance to breathe in. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So low plank, hold for 30 seconds. Everything else in this workout is super fast paced, super active. Here is your chance to just hold everything nice and tight, to find your breath. And then we're going to go back through the ladder, back down the mountain. Bicycle crunches into mountain climbers, into high knees. 10 more seconds in this hold. Squeezing the core for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So 30 seconds to rest. Stay where you are on the mat. Grab some water if you need it. 3 exercises to go. And you've done them all before now. So we push the range, we push the pace. We go from bicycle crunches to mountain climbers to high knees. Starting with those bicycle crunches in 10 seconds time.
9.
So on your back, elbow twist to opposite knee in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So let's be honest, when we were a kid riding a bicycle, never felt this intense on the abs. But this is bicycle crunches as we know it now. As a grown-up, twisting opposite elbow to opposite knee. 1, 2, twist, twist. We keep it moving. You're already halfway through it. Keep it going all the way to the end. 10 more seconds. Don't you dare give up when there are 5 seconds to go. 3, 2, 1. Good, earn that rest for 30 seconds. You don't have to move very far. We're coming into your mountain climbers next. So in your high plank, shoulders stacked over your wrists. We're going to be driving opposite knee in towards the chest. 1, 2, 1, 2. So we take the pace from before.
10,
and
9,
we accelerate
8,
it.
7,
we're going
6,
in 5 seconds, my 4, friends. In 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Mountain climbers, rapid fire, 30 seconds. There are less than 60 seconds of work left in this entire workout. You got 20 seconds here and then 30 seconds on your high knees. Keep it going. This should start to feel like it's hurting now. Starting to feel like we have to challenge ourselves to reach that 30 seconds. You got 10 more. Keep it going for 5, 3, 2, 1.
Rest.
30 seconds to bring it back up onto your feet. We finish with those high knees. So it is a sprint to the finish line on this one. Using those arms to drive, keeping that core nice and tight. And I want those knees to come all the way up, at least as high as your waist. Your sprint begins in 10 seconds time. It's a 30 second sprint. So imagine that 100 meter running track. We're going to make it to the end in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Here we go, on the spot, a 30 second high knee sprint to finish. Good, keep driving, using the arms to pump, driving those knees up nice and high, pointing those toes. You've got another 15 seconds. Can you accelerate even further? Can you really push for these final 10 seconds? He's coming all the way up. Well done. You've got 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1.
And rest.
Absolute superstar. Well done. Hopefully you got a bit of a sweat on, we got that heart rate up, and now you feel ready to start the day. I'll see you back here very soon for more Sweat 7.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.